Legally on WPRK Winter Park, Florida. That was I Follow Rivers, the Magician remix. You're listening to A Certain Degree. My name is Nick. I'm here with Frankie Duarte, who is a writer for the community paper, a writer for a number of different organizations and outlets, and also the events.
Coordinator.
Yeah, so helps us put together the events list that we have at the community paper, mm-hmm. not only for the email, but also on our Instagram at Community Paper Orlando. And, you know, between the two of us, I think, looks at all these events every week.
Yeah, yeah.
And goes, how do I go to all of these?
Right, yeah. It's like one of those things where I know about all the events, but yeah. you might not catch me at many of them.
Right. But I wish I could, because yeah, a lot of them are fantastic. And I think we tried to, we really curate this list.
Yeah.
And so the stuff that you see on our Instagram, we usually have two posts a week about events that are coming up. The things you see in our Thursday email, the things you see in our print edition as well, mm-hmm. are very curated and very like plugged into the organizations that we think are important and doing really great work.
Yeah.
In the Orlando area. I think it's safe to say that.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. We have a pretty good like selection and variety of events, too. We try to like make sure I'm including like a good range of events from yeah. like, you know, the fun stuff you can do with your friends and like, you know, maybe some like community meetings that you can learn something new, or workshops, or, you know, there's really just like a whole bunch of like events that are always happening yeah. around the city, especially like in the downtown districts, which is usually our coverage area. But
family friendly, yeah. if not free, then, you know, relatively affordable in some shape or way.
Yeah.
But yeah, really good stuff. So let's go over some of it. We're not going to go over everything because there's just so much.
No, true.
But there are a couple of things that tie into one of your stories from this month, which is about how to live sustainably.
Yes.
Our green issue came out for April, and so we have a lot of stuff around that. And Frankie wrote a story where she pulled in a lot of information from readers about how they live sustainably.
Right.
And so there's a few of those types of events in here as well. But you had a couple of music one off the top. So why don't you talk a little bit about that one?
Yeah. So there's the Ecos Fest that's going to be happening from April 16th to the 18th. And it's kind of just a festival that embraces the arts and music. I think it's held by, we said, Leo
Aether.
Yep. And it's going to be happening over at City Arts, Binks, and the Melrose Center. It's a cool event where you can listen to local musicians yep. and kind of embrace some of the local artists that are in our city and just trying to promote their art, promote their work.
What about on Friday?
On Friday. So I actually want to talk a little bit about Friday, the yeah. 17th. For all my astrology woo-woo people out there, we are experiencing a stellium in Aries, like, but the biggest one that we've experienced so far this year, where basically there's going to be seven different planets and seven different placements in Aries. And it's also the same day as the new moon in mm-hmm. Aries. So we have the Aries new moon Mercado that's going to be at Kaya in on Mills 50.
Yep.
This is a really significant day because it's very rare that we experience so many, like such a strong conjunction of planets in Aries. So this energy is going to be very potent for, you know, a fresh start, new beginnings, taking inspired action, and also just owning your confidence and owning your authenticity and going after what you want in life unapologetically.
Yeah.
So I think the 17th is going to be a really powerful day. There's also a lot of fun events going on. We also have the 5th annual Anything for Selena Market. Selena was also in Aries, if I'm not wrong. So that's also a really cool little synchronicity there. And it's just going to be celebrating Selena, celebrating the culture and like the impact that she's had on music. That's going to be from 6 to 10 p.m. at the Great Southern Box Company in the Packing District. And then we also have the 5th annual Pride Prom. It's like a time traveler's ball. So there's going to be a theme on like different decades and proms from different decades. So I feel like people are definitely going to have fun with
that. Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
And that's going to be at the Orlando Science Center at 8 p.m. in Ivanhoe Village.
I love that. And the Aries New Moon Mercado, if you've never been to that, the New Moon Mercado happens twice a month? Or there's two.
The Moon Mercado happens twice a month for new moons and full moons.
Yes. And one is at Kaya, and then I think the other is at Kaleidoscope.
Yes.
And basically, could you describe a little bit about what the experience is? So it's from 6 to 9 p.m. at Kaya.
Yeah, so usually these night markets feature local vendors that people can check out. But there's also yoga. There's also the People's Free Kitchen Donation Drive. You can also get dinner at Kaya. You can get drinks. And there's a Yap and Scrap. It's just like which is basically just like a little table where you can put together a little scrapbook art and also yap with other people. But it's an awesome event for just like building community and also connecting and aligning with the lunar calendar. New moons are usually a time for resetting, setting intentions, manifesting. It's the start of a new lunar cycle. So it's really aligned being in an Aries too, because Aries is all about new beginnings. So I would definitely recommend checking that out. It's just an awesome way to connect with yourself, to connect with the people in your community, and also connect with, the moon and nature, and do something good for the community. If you have anything to donate, you can check out People's Free Kitchen and see what kind of donations they're looking for. Usually they're looking for clothing, hygiene products, pantries, and miscellaneous things. But it's definitely a really cool event to check out if you haven't before.
Yeah, and People's Free Kitchen is just an amazing organization. Speaking of amazing organizations, we did a story about the University of Florida has an extension campus. It's kind of down in the Conway area, a little bit towards the airport if you're coming from downtown. But it is a really remarkable campus that they have down there. They had like a market day. They had a plant sale. And so you got to kind of walk the whole thing. And Connor Berry did a story about it in the latest issue. You can also see that at yourcommunitypaper.com. And just a lot of really good stuff. They're going to have an Adopt-A-Tree event there on this Saturday from 8 to noon. And so if you want to learn more about that, or a lot of the classes that they offer are free. And so a lot of really good ones, both in person and online. That's a really incredible organization. Plant-wise, you also have Lou Garden celebrating 65 years. They'll be having a floral day from 9 to 5 going on then. The YMCA, I think all of the YMCAs are doing a Healthy Kids Day from 10 to 1 on Saturday too. There's a vintage market at the Salty Donut from 1 to 6. Mm-hmm. A ceramics workshop, which I would love to learn more about, but I have no talent when it comes to stuff like that. It all looks like a 10-year-old is making an ashtray. But that's going on from 3:30 to 6 at City Arts. And then at Lake Lorna Dune Park, the Y2K skate is happening from 4 to 9. So just a lot going on Saturday as well. I'm going to let you take Sunday. What do we got Sunday?
So Sunday, Rugged Perspective is having an Ice Cakes, Not People community bake sale.
I love everything about that.
Yes, I love the play on words there. And that's going to be happening from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. In the Milk District. Then there's also an Earth Day cleanup, because Earth Day is also next week. It's coming up. And that's going to be in the Inner & Co. Stadium in Paramore from 10 a.m. to noon. We also have tips and techniques for researching in archives, courthouses, and libraries. So if you're looking to learn a little bit more about that, that's going to be at the Winter Park Library from 2 to 3 p.m. And there is a sustainability stroll from 3 to 8 p.m. in the Milk District. And that'll be a pretty cool event if you're looking to learn a little bit more about sustainability. It's also going to be like a market held by Mystic Moon. That's in collaboration with Milk House. So there'll be some local vendors there too. You can shop local and also support some of the sustainable initiatives, shopping for vintage and reused clothes, plants, handmade art, vegan goods, and stuff like that.
I did want to add, I didn't realize this, the Ice Cake Not People event, Ice Cakes Not People. It's April 19th from 9 to 1 over at Rugged Perspective in the Milk District. So that's by the Nook and Sportstown and everything. That is part of Bake Club Orlando, which is an incredible organization that basically they meet once or twice a month, and you come in and bring your baked goods right? So it's creativity, but in baking.
Yeah.
And then basically everybody who comes to it gets to take away whatever they want. Like if you made something, I'm going to take a couple of the things you made and somebody else's. This is actually a community bake sale.
Yes.
So they don't usually do things like this. So you'll be able to buy stuff from local bakers that maybe you haven't tried yet. Maybe there's some culturally interesting things, but they're also raising money for a very good cause.
Yes.
So exactly. I would definitely encourage you to go. I apologize. I didn't realize that was going to be so cool. Now I kind of want to go to that.
It's definitely a big deal. And
this is too much. Can we just split up and like I'll go to the bake sale and you go to one, you go to the cleanup and I'll go to the bake sale. How's that sound?
I kind of want to go to the bake sale.
Wait, what?
I don't know.
What?
No,
we can't be at all places all the time.
I know, we can't.
And no one's really seen us in the same place at the same time, so they don't even know if we're like separate people. We could be the same person.
Yeah, we look alike.
I don't know. You could just be throwing your voice.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then just a couple of other things, and then we'll get back to some music here. There's another couple of Earth Day cleanups going on Wednesday, one at Lake Eola in the morning and one at Ivanhoe Park Brewing Company in the evening. There's also a bike plan update. I mentioned earlier that I'd gone to the bike plan for districts 3 and 4. There's one going on for the city for districts 1 and 2. At the Dover Shores Neighborhood Center in Curry Ford West from 6:30 to 8:30 on Thursday, April 23rd. And Frank, is there anything else you wanted to add event-wise that you saw on there?
There's also a plant-based potluck and community conversation held at Four Roots Farm. They usually hold this event like once a month.
Yeah.
And it's just a good way to kind of learn a little bit more about, plant-based food and also just like growing your own crops and your own garden in general. Four Roots Farm is doing some really incredible things for the community and spreading a lot of knowledge and awareness of the significance of growing your own food.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a really, really cool event, especially in time for Earth Day. I think that people could definitely check that out.
Yeah, that facility is incredible. And that's next Thursday as well.